Welcome to DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts, an audio discovery series for teaching and learning in higher education. Hello, my name is Lisa Donaldson, and welcome to another episode in DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts called A Discovery Series for Teaching and Learning in Higher Education. This podcast is part of the Reflection theme, and I'd like to just welcome Sandra McCormack, who's the Student Engagement Coordinator in the Office of Student Life. So welcome, Sandra. And can I just start by asking you to introduce yourself, please?
Hi, Elisa. Thanks for inviting me on. My name is Sandra McCormack, and I've been working in DCU's Office of Student Life for about 20 years. And in the last 6 years, I've changed role and I've been working with the Union module, which is now recalled the Union Award. And I've been working with that for the last 6 years or so.
Wonderful. And it's as part of your role there as the administrator of the Union Award that we're going to chat today. So maybe you just start by telling us, what is the Union Award?
Okay, the Union Award has been in place in DCU since about 2004. It was named after an alumni, Union Fitzsimons, who was a previous student here. Union was very involved in extracurricular activities, and she was one of the people who set up the MPS Society. Mm-hmm. She went on to carve out a successful career as a presenter in RTE, but unfortunately she was killed in a road accident in 2000. So when the award was set up, it was decided that it would be a great tribute to her and the involvement that she had within DCU to name it after her. So the award is a reflective practice module, and students can get academic credits for their involvement in extracurricular activity, whether that's through clubs and societies in DCU or volunteering within DCU or in their community outside of DCU. The module is designed to encourage students to explore the competencies that they've learned through their involvement in extracurricular activities, and it encourages them to be critically reflective of the learning they've gained from them that will help them bring transferable skills into the employment market. So within the award, students are asked to give us an assessment form at the beginning of semester one. They submit a 2,000 word assignment at the end of semester one, and then they submit a 4,000 portfolio at the end of semester two, and that portfolio is graded.
Wonderful. Okay, so that's fantastic to get students so deeply engaged then in extracurricular activities, which really does, you know, round out the academic experience. So I can see how reflection and reflection on the skills gained in those areas would be very important. And I know that writing reflectively can be a challenge for students. I think we've all come across that. The challenge is that often writing is more descriptive than reflective in nature. Yeah. So with the students in this module, you've done a lot of innovative work in creating materials for them to support their writing reflectively. Would you like to tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, I undertook a master's a little over three years ago, because I was interested to find out how to use software that could be created within the loop page. Because of the structure of the module, students didn't have a dedicated lecturer, they didn't have timetabled classes for to complete the module, so that was adding to the difficulty for them to be able to write reflectively. Mm-hmm. So we were relying heavily on the loop page. So I wanted to be able to create something that the students could go to and find as much material as they could to help them on the loop page. When I was doing my research for the master's, I found an awful lot of material about using colour in teaching materials and how it could be beneficial to help students to learn. Mm-hmm. And what I found was, if you use colour within teaching materials, students can process the information that's presented in the materials quicker that way. So in the Union module, we use the Gibbs reflective cycle to teach reflective writing to students. So what I did when I was creating my materials was I applied different colours to each of the six elements of that model, and then I created materials that included videos, quizzes, PowerPoints, vocabulary guidebooks, and I highlighted different sentences in different colours, applying to the six elements of Gibbs' reflective cycle. I also took sections of previous high-scoring portfolios from previous students, and I took out sections of their portfolios, and again, I applied different highlights to different sentences on those sections. So what I did was I applied the colour red for description, the colour blue for feelings, the colour green for analytical writing, purple for self-critical reflective writing, orange for the action plan writing, and black for conclusions. So the colour applied to each sentence was like a, you know, a model paragraph of what kind of type of writing should be within a paragraph. So the idea for the students was for them to be able to look at something and see straight away, okay, there's a whole lot of purple writing in that. That's what right. I should be aiming for. There's not that much red writing in that, so I shouldn't have a lot of red writing in mine. So it was really just to provide them with a model and a template that they could apply to their own assessment forms and different assignments that they had to give to us.
Wonderful. And how did they react to that? Did you see a big change in the type of writing that was coming to you?
Not initially, no. When they sent in their first 2,000 word assignment at Christmas time, they were still fairly much descriptive.
Okay.
You know, they were still fairly much descriptive. So although they understood the principles of reflection and reflective vocabulary, it just wasn't translating into what they were writing themselves. So they were still struggling with it. So at that point, I went back to the drawing board, really. I had to start thinking again of how I could actually help them to understand what they needed to do. You know, the main problem was reflective vocabulary.
Okay.
You know, it was very descriptive, unfortunately.
And I know you've built a lot of feedback into this process now, and that is critical to build confidence in reflective writing. And has that then, those changes that you've made, has that made a difference to the type of writing that you're seeing now?
Yeah, it has, absolutely. What I did with the assessment form, that was a new element that was introduced a couple of years ago. You know, the first year I'd created the materials on the loop page, and that was successful. The students liked the materials, but it wasn't translating into their actual writing. So mm-hmm. The next year I had gone back to the drawing board over the summer months, and I thought, you know, what can I do with these model paragraphs and have something in place for the students to actually get the experience themselves rather than just looking at examples, because looking at examples don't always work. So a couple of years ago, we introduced the assessment form. And what the students do was they give us, I think it's about 500 words for per competency on this assessment form. So this is where I applied my colour coding. So from moving it beyond just material that was available on the loop page to actual students to see for themselves. So the assessment form that they sent in to me, I look at all of the assessment forms at the beginning of the year before they're sent on to their different mentors for to complete their portfolio. But at the beginning of the year, I look at all the students that submit the assessment forms. So what I did was I would take one of their paragraphs on one of their competencies. I would apply that colour code through their own written paragraph to model for them. And in most instances, it would be red. The bulk of it would be in red, highlighted in red. And then underneath that, I would write them a model paragraph based on the information they had given me, but just to change the language that they'd used and the type of vocabulary that they were using, and just to amend it a little bit so that I wasn't losing their train of thought. I was trying to, you know, encapsulate the ideas that they had given, but to put it in a more reflective manner. And then I went back and I put in through that paragraph the colour code so they could see what kind of vocabulary they should be putting in and the type of weighting to each colour they should have in there. So it gave them again a model paragraph based on what they had submitted to me, rather than trying to look at a model paragraph of somebody else's writing. Mm-hmm. They could see their own writing in a proper reflective model. So that turned out to be one of the most crucial improvements for the students, because that was the point where they really started to understand how they should be writing themselves.
Okay.
It was one of the most successful elements.
And I can only imagine that that was time consuming on your part.
It was time consuming. I mean, at the moment, the numbers for the union module, they're not, you know, there's not hundreds of students registering for it. So it's easy for me to do it at the moment. It probably won't be possible to continue to do that if higher numbers of students register for the module. So what I will do, and what I have been doing with some students, is, for example, if you've got, you know, a large cohort of the students who take the module will talk about the competency of communication. So what I've done is created model paragraphs around communication or leadership or planning and, you know, organization, and they'll be the prompts that they'll be given back instead of trying to go through each form. But I do think it's worth the time to go through each student's one. You know, it is my sole role is to look after the uni module, in fairness. So I have the time to do it, and I'm happy to do it because I think it benefits students. It's the best way for them to learn. Mm-hmm. They can see feedback in action on their own personal thoughts. You know, I just, personally speaking, I think it's the most effective thing for them.
And then, so subsequently, when they submit to you, you're seeing a definite change in their language and their writing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Once the assessment forms come in, they send in their 2000 word submission. And at that point, they will be assigned to a personal mentor. So in any given year, I could be mentoring maybe 10 individual students. Mm-hmm. But for me, I do keep using that feedback, that coloured feedback for each, you know, draft that they'll submit to me, because it works for them to see where they need to improve. You know, I appreciate that not everybody is going to have the time to do that. You know, particularly, you know, our mentors, our volunteer staff who volunteer from all faculties across DCU, which is fantastic. But they're involved in their own modules, their own programs, their own teaching. So I'm well aware that not everybody is going to have the time to sit down and go through each individual sentence of a 2000 word essay when you could be looking after an additional 10 students. So that's where the model paragraphs will come in, that they can put those back into the feedback and show students, look, this has worked for previous students to improve their writing, you know, it just to help them out.
That's wonderful. And so I suppose that leads me nicely to the fact that, you know, reflection is playing a larger and larger part of assessments across all faculties. So the lecturers that volunteer with you, they are, you know, seeing some of this work and the colour coding around supporting students and reflective writing. But if others were interested in exploring more, is there a way that perhaps they could reach out to you to see some of these materials and share them with their students?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm happy to share anything that I've created with anybody who wants to see it. I've no problem with doing it. Most of the material is up on the Loop page, which unfortunately is only limited to people who have access to that particular module. But I'm more than happy to share my material with anybody who wants to get in touch with me.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Well, that was really a fascinating insight on how to support students to write better when it comes to reflective writing. So thank you so much again for chatting with me today. And if anyone wants to get in touch with Sandra, as you heard, she's more than happy to share her materials with you. So thanks again and take care.
Thank you.